The following program is brought to you in living color.
To Homeland! Stop! In our country we have great tradition. Change glasses.
Change glasses.
To Homeland!
To Homeland. Stop! In our country, we have a custom. We always change glasses, too.
Now, everybody drink.
It's the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for the Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That is what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about the cute, adorable, wet, squishy, umbrella-wearing little grape right now. Yes, as we've been giving our late harvest reports and letting everyone know, harvest is halfway through in Napa and Sonoma, and they are a bit, let's just say, damp. Everybody out on the West Coast is a little bit wet right now, so it'll be interesting to see. We'll have to get some harvest reports coming in, more so than we've already received, and just find out how everyone's doing. However, I will say this. Most of my Chardonnay should be in by now. So those of us who are concerned about what kind of white wine we get to drink for the upcoming year and what 2011 harvest will be like, there's hope for my Chardonnay.
So they bring in the Chardonnay first at your request? Or
request?
Yes.
Request?
Oh, demand.
Demand.
I'm
thank
sorry,
you.
Demand.
I thought we covered that earlier in the booth.
We did.
Yes, kind of how we went through that. No, actually, most of your Chardonnay is up and in vat, and that's always a good thing. Sauvignon Blanc, your whites are pretty well taken care of. So it's just our reds we have to be concerned about. So
now,
see,
is
even
this
that
affect
alone,
the taste and the you know, the whole crop this year?
Depends on when they harvest, how they harvest, but yes, it very much affects the taste and the whole aspect of the wine, to be honest with you. Think about it. You have a fruit, it's on the vine, it's grown, all of its sugars are taken care of, it's nice and ripe and it's sweet. And think about it after you submerge it in water for 4 days. What does it become?
It becomes less sweet.
Well, it becomes less sweet, but also what else?
Doesn't absorb watered down.
Yeah, it absorbs the water and it swells. So the easy analogy is basically these little guys swell up like water balloons.
Oh.
And because of that, it waters down the concentrices, all the different flavors, all the great aspects you get out of it.
It waters down everything but the price.
Actually, depending on how much rain it may get, it may water down a lot of the price before it's said and done. But I have great faith in a lot of our winemakers out there over the fact that they're going to know exactly when is the best time to pick, where they're going to have a heat spike, and where everything will balance out. So I have faith in 2011. I don't think anyone else does right now. But like I said, most of my Chardonnay has already been picked, so I'm happy. Well, we have an interesting guest today. For those of you who follow the show on a regular basis, I don't know if it's last week or a couple weeks ago, we talked about the winery that had decided to put wine in pouches, basically the Capri Sun, I think, version of a pouch so that it could go into music venues and you could have it at concerts. We actually have him as a guest today. His name is Patrick Kreutz from Kreutz Family Cellars. We'll talk to him a little bit about his packaging, his concept, what made him decide to put wine in a pouch, and just see how entertaining he can be. I'm looking forward to hearing that, the kangaroo of wine, so to speak. Let's go ahead and put our valuable goods in pouches. So he'll be joining us, but before we get there, I do want to do my wine recommendations for this week. And actually, before I even go down that road, I do want to go ahead and address the mood and the situation I was having in last week's show. For those of you who remember, I was very, very upset because someone had stolen my Donna Estates 2007 that I have set out for a 100-point tasting coming up in January.
Oh, did you find out who? Yeah. Did you find out who did it?
No, but miraculously, now whether or not it's because I just, well, I won't make, can't use the bleep, because I expressed my opinion to anybody who would listen over the next 24 hours how someone could be so dastardly as to steal my wine, whether it was national radio, whatever it was. Strangely enough, the little bottles showed back up on the back dock of the warehouse.
Really?
All by themselves, little lonesome, nothing around them. it shocked me. Yeah, it was right outside my office, our tasting rooms and everything where we put everything together for these events. And right outside our office windows, there all of a sudden sat the little bottle.
Somebody got the word.
How could you have not? There's not a person in the country that didn't get a word. I got a call from Donna Estates by the time we got off air.
Wow.
Talking about, hey, how can I help? What can I do? Now, we all love our friends at Donna, and I thought it was very, very nice that they called to check on us. But, miraculously, my bottles showed back up.
I think you frightened people to death is what happened. Whoever stole it went, I don't want to die, so.
Well, I know.
They brought it back.
The whole point is, it's not yours. Don't touch it. Why, out of everything else, sneak it out and think that I'm not going to notice at some point?
Yeah, exactly.
So, of course, then what has to happen is you have to go down the pathway of, was it someone I knew? Was it someone who listened to the radio? Did somehow they realize when I said that if I ever found out who it was on air, I was going to press the felony laws to the extent to get my money back or to actually go ahead and prove a point? I don't know. Hmm. But bottom line is, if whoever had taken my Donna as a loyal listener to the Wine Crush, thank you very, very much. And keep your hands off my wine.
I think there. It was Laura Smales myself, but that's what I think.
We will hold her personally responsible. So there's my special thank you, my shout out to my thief-to-be. And just a reminder to all our listeners, if you want to try a wine desperately, badly, do one of three things. One, make friends with the local retailer. Two, go to the winery. Or three, go buy it. Don't take someone else's. So speaking of taking someone else's, I'm going to take a bit of advice from other people and give my wine recommendation. My Chardonnay comes because I have actually been doing some research. Once again, for those of you who are collectors, like we mentioned last week that the 08s on Donna Estates are out. The 08 Nickel and Nickel Cabernets have just been released. And of course, Nickel and Nickel, at last count, I'm sure I'll get this wrong, was doing 26 different single vineyard wines that are all outstanding. They're all hard to come by. And some of the Cabernets they do, whether it's Stelling, whether it's Sullinger, whether it's Voigt, are just absolutely phenomenal. They cover the whole of Napa Valley, whether you like Oakville, whether you like Rutherford, they have it all. But a lot of times when you start getting these big red wines and you think about the releases and you get excited about tasting them, it's because you're doing grand tastings or you're looking at a whole portfolio that you forget they do other exemplary things. One thing Nickel and Nickel does very, very well is, great shock, Chardonnay. They do, I believe it's three different types of Chardonnay. They do a Trichard Vineyard, they do Medina, and they do Searby. The one I think is absolutely outstanding is Trichard. And they have the 09 Chardonnay out, and it's from Carneris. And this is everything you would expect out of Carneris if you took Carneris and moved it across the pond and put it in Burgundy. I mean, it's got pear, it's got the lemon, it has a little bit of tropical notes, but it balances so well because you get great minerality, you get chalk, you get some stone, you get that wet concrete in it. So for those of you who are looking for some kind of Chardonnay that's not going to feel like you've actually chewed on a baseball bat, but has enough elegance and stamina to stand up with whatever you're serving for dinner, Trichard Vineyard Chardonnay from Nickel and Nickel is it. And, of course, for those of you who are paying attention, Nickel and Nickel 08s are out. It's limited release this year. If you want them, go get them. Go find them. Go find them now. Otherwise, I don't think you're going to have a chance to. Now, red wine recommendation came about because we had a guest on the show a while back that discussed the fact they were letting people come into the winery and play around and make their own wines. We had talked with Row 11, and they talked about, we'll let you have your own row and go ahead and make your own wines out of it. But I was doing some homework and came across a winery I won't say I had forgotten about, but I hadn't had their wines in ages. Con Creek. Con Creek, of course, right there on the Silverado Trail. It has been around for ages, and most people in town have either tried the Cabernet, they've tried their anthology blends. We actually did a wine recommendation on them about a year and a half ago on a wine they were making called Herrick Red. It was a single vineyard red they were doing that's outstanding. But what Con Creek is doing in their tasting room, it's called the AVA room, they are letting people come in and create their own wine. And, of course, you come in, and the quote reads that you can get a real taste of the effort it goes into making the sweet nectar from harvest and crush to blending and bottling. and don't expect any barefoot grape stomping a la Lucille Ball, although that method has all been replaced with mechanical presses. But bottom line in, you get to go in, you get to make your own bottle of wine, and you're going to cork it and label it yourself. So because of that, I was reading and thinking that would be a lot of fun to tell our listeners about if you're planning a trip to Napa Valley. Call ahead. I would suggest calling way ahead to get your appointment set up to do this. But because of that, I went out and bought a bottle of their current vintage Anthology. Now, of course, Anthology is the name of their blended wine. And for those of you who feel like being edified today, a collection of literary pieces or a miscellany or assortment is the definition of anthology. I think, I don't know about Kent, but anytime I hear about an anthology, I think of a collection of short stories, a collection of writings. I have an anthology by Mark Twain. I have an anthology by Jack London. I have an anthology by Edgar Allan Poe. And I thought, what a great way to spend my night by reading an anthology while drinking one.
Yeah, I have my Mad Magazine anthology at home, too.
I bet that's very illuminating.
It's very illuminating.
Do you get to drink the Boone's Farm along with it, or the actual?
I don't know what wine goes with Mad Magazine yet.
Probably not. I would say Yoo-Hoo. I make Kent laugh on air. I got him. Anyway, going back to my wine recommendation, Concrete 2006 Napa Valley Anthology. This thing has the best of everything because it's 62% Cabernet, 21% Merlot, 2% Cabernet Franc, 7% Malbec, and 2% Petit Verdot. And of course, this blend changes every year. But listen to this. The Cabernet is from Mount Veeder, from Newton. It's also from Spring Mountain. Atlas Peak, the Stagecoach Vineyard from Atlas Peak, Stag's Leap District, and of course they have the Rutherford Estate. The Merlot itself comes from St. Helena, and once again the Stagecoach Vineyard in Atlas Peak. The Petit Verdot and Malbec come from Herrick Ranch, and the Cabernet Franc come from Spring Mountain and St. Helena. Can you imagine a better pedigree going into a bottle of wine? And, of course, Mike McGrath, the longtime winemaker over at Concrete. So the blend of this wine, it's got cherry, it's got cassis, it's got blackberry, it's got a little bit of leather to it, then you get the cedar, then you get a little bit of eucalyptus, which apparently I could enjoy right now. But you put all this together, this wine is absolutely fabulous. And what I like, one, it's a 2006, and that's the current release, so it's got some age on the bottle. But two, it's drinkable. You know, I mentioned earlier the Nickel 08 Cabernets are out, but if you buy them, lay them down, don't open them. However, this current release of 2006 in the Anthology, definitely drinkable right now. So there's your wine recommendations for this week. We have to take a quick break right here, but when we return, your calls, your emails, and of course, what's happening lately in the wine news.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
If your car is less than 10 years old and has less than 100,000 miles on it, your car will eventually break down and you'll need to go to your local repair shop. And we all know dealing with these guys can be very expensive. A new transmission can cost over $3,000, a new engine more than $3,500, new air conditioning can cost over $1,700, and a new water pump more than $600. You need to call the Auto Protection Network. We're like insurance to protect the inside of your car. We'll save you thousands on costly repair bills. Don't let your car break down without a warranty. Protect yourself from expensive repair bills. If your car has less than 100,000 miles on it and it's less than 10 years old, call today for a free customized quote. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061. 800-477-6061.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUsKids, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen. We need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Last week, we had a chance to, I won't say discuss, because I think I more poked fun than anything else, about the report from Down Under, where it spoke about the Aussies that were questioning the fact whether or not alcohol is actually good for your health, that it's actually proven to lead to a whole lot of problems health-wise, and so they were going to tax it. In fact, I think I ended last week's show discussing a little bit, or reading an email from a listener talking about the fact that the next thing they're going to taxes our chocolate, our air, and everything else we need to live and breathe. But recently, this is fascinating. Since that time, people have come out with, I would say, at least 15 studies re-evaluating the health benefits of red wine. Now, all of these studies keep saying that, yes, alcohol, red wine, everything in resveratrol, still good for you, which of course I find so much better. But this was a little bit heartbreaking till I read into it a little bit further. Resveratrol is no longer being tied to keeping us on Earth longer. There's no way that resveratrol is going to keep us from not aging. We're not going to look younger because we're drinking more red wine, because we're partaking in this particular beverage. And apparently the study that initially came out in 2001 had said that by testing on earthworms, they realized that resveratrol could actually help the earthworms live longer. Now, since then, a lot of people have questioned the study, and it took 10 years to go back and to try and prove that red wine could help earthworms live longer. What they realized, though, is even though it wasn't the resveratrol that kept the worms living longer, the worms were more relaxed, so they didn't have as much stress. So indeed, they did live longer. Now, of course, when I started reading all the studies, I have to admit I'd had a glass of wine. I got a little bored. But I wanted to know what stressed an earthworm.
Yeah, what does stress an earthworm? Rain, I guess.
I guess rain does. Well, it's stressing winemakers. Why should it not stress earthworms? But here's my thoughts on this. Okay, we figured out that red wine can help our hearts. It can help with Alzheimer's. It can help our brains. It can help our lymphatic system. It can help our immune system. And my point is, if it helps not have a stroke and not have a heart attack, within that self, doesn't that help us live longer? Or am I just being obtuse?
Well, if it does indeed do that, then it would help us live longer.
Well, we haven't found a study to say otherwise. But point being that resveratrol is not a fountain of youth. But however, the way I look at it, if I have two or three glasses of wine, one, I feel younger, and two, I don't care if I'm older.
Yeah, even if you do die, you wouldn't care. So
there's hope all the way around.
Yeah, I guess so.
So for those of you who are banking on the fact that drinking red wine was going to make you actually age backwards, guess what? You're a little bit out of luck. Now, I do like taking emails from all of our listeners. And for the record, let me apologize. Apparently, there has been some kind of, not terrorist threat, but some kind of scam going around that has infiltrated the Wine Crush email. And because of that, they have decided to randomly change our passwords on a weekly basis. Now, the only problem I have with this is every time they're telling me they're randomly changing my email is after they've already randomly changed my email and I don't have my password anymore. So for those of you who have sent me an email in the last 9 days, I apologize. I'm still waiting to the great IT guru to tell me what my password is and to quit changing it.
9 days?
9 days.
That hasn't been nearly long enough.
Yeah, for those of you who want to quit emailing Kent, I don't blame you. Point being is right before all that happened, I did get an interesting email, and this is from Alicia. And Alicia writes from Kentucky. I just bought a bottle of Cupcake Moscato from my grocery thinking it was Cupcake Moscato d'Asti. But the label doesn't say that it is an Asti. It says that it's a Piemonte. Did I get the wrong wine? Is this wine mislabeled? What is a Piemonte? I wanted an Asti. Please help me out. Okay, there's a number of confusing things. And once again, anytime you go across the pond, we have issues with the way the laws are written and how things can be designated. But no, I promise, Cupcake makes one Moscato. You got exactly the bottle you wanted to. Now, I think a lot of people somewhere along the lines have assumed that because of California and the way the labeling was, if it says Asti, it is exactly that, a sweet, sparkling wine. And that's one of the reasons our labeling laws in California have now changed, well, actually in the whole United States have changed. But as long as it said Moscato on the bottle, and as long as it says Piemonte on the bottle, what you indeed have is a Moscato from Italy. Piemonte is a general area in Italy. It's a big region. It's actually up towards the left hand. If you're looking at the map, it's in the upper left-hand side shoulder. And Asti, A-S-T-I, is a town in the Piemonte region. Now, where I think a lot of people get confused, and to help you straighten this out, I have recommended in the past Nivola Moscato d'Asti. And what that is Moscato from Asti. D means from, Asti is the town. So as long as somewhere on the bottle it says Moscato, it just means it's Moscato from the Piedmont region. You got exactly what you were looking for, unless you specifically wanted something made in the town of Asti. Alicia, I hope that clears it up. I'm not entirely sure if it will. Please write back if it does. But it doesn't have to say d'Asti. It doesn't have to say Asti. In fact, Asti, as we know it in California, doesn't exist like we're talking about. It's usually Moscato grape, and you find it in Piemonte. We're going to take a break right here, but when we return, we will have Patrick Kreutz joining us to talk about his Wine in a Pouch and Wine and Music.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? what would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn upon the beach. But Wet held the boy's eyes in awful trance, with the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I am Laura Lawson, and apparently I'll be carrying the show on my energy alone today as Kent has just delved into the barrel, dark dregs of a barrel today.
If you don't like Lyle Lovett, just say so.
I like Lyle Lovett, but we've got to get some spark and some energy going. Hopefully our guest can contribute to that. Right now we have Mr. Patrick Kreutz. He is the man behind the pouch we discussed, and of course, House Bands Wine. Patrick, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Thank you very much for having me. I'll do my best to supply spark for you guys.
I hope I need some entertainment today because Kent's about to kill me. There's just no two ways about it.
Well, great. Well, it's always good to see a little sun out here too. I'm calling from Santa Rosa, California, which is as you guys know in the heart of Russian River Valley, Sonoma County. And we had an unexpected weather system come through yesterday, a full day of rain, second kind of system that came through in the past week and a half. And anyways, it was I just got off the phone this morning with my Stagecoach Vineyard source owner, Jan Krupp, who owns, he cultivates 3 vineyards up there, Atlas Peak AVA. Stagecoach Vineyard, Krupp Vineyard, and Krupp Brothers Vineyard.
Actually, ironically enough, we were just talking about Stagecoach because I talked about Concrete Anthology, and they actually sourced from there, and I was talking about how rainy it's been up there. So you're just dead on. You have ESPN today there, Patrick.
Well, it's, we're starting to see, Jan is leafing everything of my blocks. I get Stagecoach Vineyard, Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Petit Verdot, and Merlot, and I get Krupp Vineyard Malbec, and the Malbec is starting to show a little bit of signs of fatigue and being susceptible a little bit more to the rain. So we're seeing a little bit of botrytis start to show up. Ooh. So we're going to be pulling that off either Thursday or Friday. So still feel good about it, but you know, it's one of those vintages, and he was certainly saying, you know, what happened in 07, 09, and heck, even 08.
So, oh, I have great faith that it is going to be our winemakers that make 2011 an outstanding year. That and a whole bunch of people standing out in the vineyards with cute little raincoats and umbrellas. It'll be fine.
Absolutely. And
well, I'm delighted you gave me my harvest report. We had been talking earlier about the fact we hadn't talked with anyone this week and heard if it was raining or not. So you have stepped into two roles automatically. I'm already liking your energy and all your help.
Well, great. Well, you know, and that's what I've just been talking about. I've got two separate brands. I've got Krutz Family Cellars, K-R-U-T-Z Family Cellars, which I've been doing since 03. Hobby level at 03 and 04. Then 05, I kind of went commercial with about 450 cases, and definitely in 06 was full commercial. But, you know, and that's more, you know, the wines start at 38 retail, suggested retail a bottle, and go up to 75 a bottle for my Cabernet Malbec blend. And so, you know, I'm getting Martinelli Road Vineyard Chardonnay, doing vineyard designate stuff out of Anderson Valley with Pinot Noir, as well as Pizzoni, Pinot Noir down in Santa Lucia Highlands, and of course the Stagecoach and Krupp stuff. So that's one brand. Those are my babies, so to speak. You know, I do everything except grow the grapes with that label, and then comes Housband Wine, which is a new brand, a startup brand between myself and a few other partners.
Housband Wines are how I found you, because if I remember correctly, we had seen an article that you were going to put wines in pouches so you could go to concerts with them.
Absolutely. That is what we are going to do, that exact thing. So, you know, the pouches are becoming fairly popular, especially in the 1.5 liter size, so you know, equivalent to two bottles, and your standard bottle 750, but nobody's really doing the single serve pouch. So what we've done is we've located a co-packing partner, and you know, and what we're doing is we're shipping the wines that I'm negotiating, and we're going to go to pouch with a 2010 California Chardonnay and a 2009 California Merlot.
Okay, so you've got to go ahead and tell me. Now, I've been dying to know this, and this is one of the questions I had to ask you. Go ahead, mm-hmm. Admit it. Your co-partner is the people that make Capri Sun. Please tell me I'm right.
No.
Come on!
The Capri Sun was certainly the idea behind the pouch.
I was all excited because I wanted those sharp little straws and wine at the same time so I could stab somebody. It was going to be fun.
Well, it's even better than that because you can reseal it. So it is a pouch that's a 375 milliliter, which is equivalent to two 6 ounce glasses.
Patrick, that's two glasses of wine. Who needs to reseal that?
Well, not me usually, nor my family. But,
a sharp straw would be much more entertaining than being resealable.
Well, okay. You know, then you have to deal with other people coming and squeezing your pouch and, you know, going everywhere. So.
Ah, okay. There we go. We see the humor I have anticipated out of you. All right. So we're going to have basically two glasses per pouch. And this is, are you going to sell this on premise? Is it going to be for retailers? How is this going to go to market?
It's going to go to market both on and off premise. We certainly have the demand for it. We're in talks with Live Nation right now.
Okay.
The president of on-site production for North America, Bill Yost, we've been in contact with, and Brian Yost, I'm sorry. And so there's some interest there about, you know, certainly trying to lay some inroads to being at amphitheaters, being in festivals, and so on. Just essentially, but also in clubs where glass may be seen as prohibitive. And so it certainly has the reach there for on-premise, but also off-premise, because say you were going on a picnic or
are you going to the beach
or the beach
or some second rate SEC football game like an Ole Miss game.
Well, easy now, easy now. I am an Ole Miss alum, and we're not having the best of years this year or last. And we'll probably get beat like a drum by Alabama, but hey, it's not going to deter me from watching and supporting.
Well, if I remember correctly, Georgia already beat you like a drum, so what difference does it make?
No, it's 27-17.
So okay.
It wasn't a drumming, but it was a good beat, though. The score didn't tell really the story.
Sorry about that. I rarely get to talk SEC football on the air, so I have to get my jabs in where I want to.
That's all right. I'm an Ole Miss fan. I'm used to them.
All right, fair enough. Didn't mean to get you off track, but as far as looking at the pouches, obviously you want to sell them retail so people can take them to the beach, they can take them to football games, they can take them on picnics, and don't have to worry about glass breaking or corkscrews, I take it.
Absolutely. And so that is where the retail really comes in, the off-premise attraction to that. And, you know, just talking through with our distributors and really getting, you know, because it's not only the pouch. I mean, the whole concept of House Band was to really talk to the end user through the distributors and say, okay, how do you want us to package this, which makes the most sense for your serving capabilities? If it's the keg, let's go keg it. If it's the pouch, let's pouch it. You know, if it's 3-liter bag in a box, then we can do that. 18-liter bag in a box, we can do that. I mean, the whole idea behind House Band Wines is to be as dynamic and creative as we possibly can.
Well, it definitely sounds like you are right now. Hey, Patrick, we need to take a quick break here on The Crush. Can you hang out, and we'll get back to some of these questions after we have a few commercials?
Yeah, as long as you promise no more SEC talk.
All right, Patrick, it's been so nice speaking with you. We're excited about your brands. No, all joking aside, we're going to take a quick break right here. When we return, we'll continue talking with Patrick from House Band.
Visit winecrush.com for guest information, wine recommendations, and more. This is The Wine Crush.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get 2 free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality.
When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I'm Laura Lawson, and this is The Wine Crush. Right now, we are hopefully still talking with Mr. Patrick Kreutz of Kreutz Vineyard. Patrick, did you stay with us?
No, I'm here.
Go. I figured you just ran off after the whole SEC debacle.
No. I'm used to it.
Okay, brave man. I like that.
I've got thicker skin than that.
Having left, right before we left and took the small break, we were kind of discussing house band more than anything else. And I wanted to ask this question. Where did the name house band come from?
Well, I was actually approached by a very good client of mine. And he is a part owner of B.B. King Blues Clubs.
Oh, okay.
And so they were looking for a house-oriented wine. As in their house price level wine. And so he asked me if I was interested in doing a project like that. I was a little bit hesitant because I didn't want there to be any potential cross-brand, contamination potentially between Kreutz Family Cellars, which is more of a luxury tier price product, and House Band Wines, which is, more of a value price product. But at the end of the day, I thought about it and mulled it over and, said, what the heck? This could be a lot of fun. So I said, okay, sure, let's do it. And so I was just thinking, okay, house wines, it's B.B. King Blues, about house band wines. And so the idea came to me with that label. But it also shows a lot of parallels in the way that I got started as a winemaker personally. I did not attend UC Davis or
I think we covered that.
Okay, yeah. And so,
I'm sorry. I got to just play with you. You Ole Miss people are supposed to have a bigger sense of humor. Don't make me go find an MSU grad.
I'll chime in there.
Okay.
But anyways, I learned winemaking by essentially in the garage, so similar to a house band. There are parallels in my becoming a winemaker as well as pretty hard work in a garage rock and roll band or a house band. That's essentially how it came to light.
Well, it's a good analogy, and I think a lot of people. It's interesting. I think people take the real high road and decide that, I've aspired to be a winemaker, I wanted to be a winemaker, and don't want to draw the parallels. But ultimately, when you look at 80% of who's in the business right now, that's how everyone starts. Let's make a couple cases. Let's try this. Everyone, for the most part, who's gotten in the business starts as a hobbyist. They think this might be fun, this might be interesting, exactly like you're saying, we all practice in our garage. Well, that we learned a long time ago, if we don't practice in the garage and the bottle blows up, then it's going to make a mess in the house.
Indeed it will. And, we've made a mess or two with, doing some grappa projects in the house with the copper spill. So,
if you drink enough grappa, you'll forget the mess. So it doesn't matter.
You're right about that.
Yes. Now, looking at what you've done, you mentioned that Backhouse is going to be Backhouse. I apologize. You mentioned that we are going to do Chardonnay and Merlot. Now, looking at this, when you're looking at house band and you're talking about being in clubs or B.B. Kings, talking about what the venue is asking for, how come we aren't doing a sweet wine of some sort? Not necessarily Moscato, but a Riesling or a white blend. It seems like that would be something that would be very fitting for this venue.
It most likely will be. And the varietals that we launched with are, we've got a white blend, which is a Sauvignon Blanc Chardonnay with a little bit of Muscat. So it's a slightly off try, but not sweet, as one would think. And we've got a red blend, Merlot vintage, varietal Merlot Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, next year, our model definitely expands into not only more varietals, but also into a sweet wine. So, you know, baby steps first. Let's make sure that, hey, you know, we're going to be around in another year or two. But, and then secondly, okay, well, all right, we are around. Let's continue to diversify our own portfolio. So they are in the work. And in the plans to add a sweeter styled wine.
Well, it makes sense what you're doing, and I love the idea of house band. I think that's the one that when you're talking about masses, when you're talking about widespread distribution, that's where that will keep you around next year and the year after that. But looking at both of them, which one have you had more fun doing, house brand or the Coots family wine?
I've got to say Kreutz Family Cellars right now, just because that is, well, I've been doing it for longer. That's you know, I don't want to say that my love is not with house band wines, but to have a product that you saw through from, from cluster processing, fermentation, in-house, you know, maturation in barrel, to the finished product, and then even bottle aging until you feel as a winemaker that it is ready to release into the world. That's a pretty special feeling, and that's why I'm still in this business. So I'd have to say at this point that Kreutz Family Cellars would be the answer to that question. However, we're just getting started with house band, and, you know, it certainly brings a lot, a lot of fun, dynamic, creative, more marketing side and such with that product, because I'm not personally making those wines. I'm negotiating them at this point. That's where I feel with that question, I guess.
Well, give it time. It'll be fun to see. Who knows, one day, house band, you might be yours entirely, owning all the contracts too. So as we start to wrap this up, I got to ask this question. If someone had told you 10 years ago that you were going to be a winemaker, you're going to be producing wine, you're going to live in California, what would you have said to that person?
Yeah, I would have said they definitely would have. I would not be that person. I figured I'd be, if I was going to be, at the time 10 years ago, if they would have said that, I would have probably chosen being on an island in the Caribbean as a dive, a dive master or something, because I would think that is that far-fetched. So,
what was the one catalyst then got you into winemaking? What is the one aha moment where you sat back and said, okay, I can do this. I'm going to give it a try. You have to remember exactly where it was. All of us remember what sucked us into this business. What was yours?
It was a bottle of 1988 Latoche.
Actually, Patrick, that is one of the best answers I've ever heard of. Now, listen, we're going to keep you on the hook. We're going to have to stay in touch, but unfortunately, we're going to have to end this interview right now. But as you progress, okay, I'd love to have you back on the show. I want to talk about house band. And, of course, I want to see one day if you don't come up with a wine in a bag called Lucille.
It could certainly happen. But I'd just like to finish. Please check us out at housebandwines.com. We're also doing a lot of creative co-partnering with both musicians as well as venues. And there's a whole other side to house band as well that is the creative marketing engine that you can check out.
And also the link will be on the Wine Crush website. Well, Patrick, thank you very much for being part of the Crush today. And as I said, we will certainly keep in touch with you and see what kind of trouble you're getting into.
All right. Appreciate it, Laura. Take care.
You too. Quick break here on The Crush. When we return, we will wrap up the show and plan ahead for what's coming on for the scarier parts of October.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is The Wine Crush.
Designer and car builder Carol Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carol Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max
is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at ZMAX.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-655-0591 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Call 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591. 1-800-655-0591.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap, or maybe it's just a freaking good beer.
Yeah. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safe responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea hard iced tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chomping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood.
Hi-ya!
Concrete.
Hi-ya!
Brick walls.
Hi-ya!
Trees.
Hi-ya!
Small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. As always, we issue a very special thank you to Mr. Patrick Kreutz. He was our guest today. He is with House Band, the exciting new brand coming out in pouches, soon to be seen at all your favorite blues clubs, and of course of Kreutz Family Cellars. And it's always great to see someone who is going to be diversified and take on both the high spectrum and the low spectrum. So I expect we're going to hear a lot more of Patrick in the future. So thanks to that. As always here at The Crush, we appreciate your calls, your emails. Keep them coming. 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email me directly at lauralawson@winecrush.com. Well, here at The Wine Crush, as always, we are reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.